Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm back with another review, and this time it's Kirby and the Forgotten Land, which is the latest game in the Kirby franchise, and it's also the first Kirby game to explore fully 3D environments, without a 2D plane, that is, because obviously there's Kirby 64, which used polygonal models, but you were still operating on a 2D axis. This game is much like Super Mario 3D World and Super Mario 3D Land, and obviously not everything can work exactly because there are limits to what they wanted people to be able to do as well as what they were able to do on this hardware. So you can't just fly everywhere and anywhere. There's a limit to how high you can go, and after a certain amount of time you'll start to deflate and descend towards the ground again. So they had to basically limit your ability to just float anywhere. But most of the game translates to 3D pretty well, and the levels feel more like a series of set pieces that work well together, rather than the disconnected rooms of the old games. I mean, you still go through doors and stuff like that, but they do feel more connected, and you do get a sense of progression between each level, because how it relates to the overall overworld map that you go through levels and do stuff in. And there's also the special levels, which are shunted off to the side for you to collect these things called rare stones, which you can use to increase your copy abilities powers. And later on, once you beat the game, you get the ability to improve specific versions of those hats, because you're allowed to pick. There's not straight evolutions, there's other options for you to use. Like, maybe you like the look of another hat better, but you want it to be a certain level of strength higher than the others. So that's an option for you. That's nice. It almost makes me think of Dark Souls. I was just talking about Elden Ring in the previous review I did, and like how you could get plus whatever of a certain copy ability. And there's even a new dodge mechanic, which lets you do a brief bullet time type of thing where if you're quick enough, you can do an attack and it will do more damage that way. But that seems to be more inspiration from the most recent Zelda game. Because that has a mechanic that's similar. But it is a way of approaching certain fights, so keep in mind when you play, you don't have to just run from everything. But I really liked it, even though the amount of copy abilities on hand has been lowered from previous entries. They did work a lot of powers from other copy abilities into the newer evolutions of the pre-existing ones, so it's not too bad of a loss. You have to collect Waddle-Dees, so your progress is gated, so it's kind of like some of the more recent Kirby games and past entries. But it's not too big of a deal, since you'll be able to find the majority of them. And there's only one issue with finding them, is because like the game has like little missions which let you find the Waddle-Dees and the extra ones, and they don't get revealed until you beat the level a certain amount of times, or that is if you don't stumble upon them the first time. But it can make replaying levels a bit of a drag, but it's a fun enough game that it's not too big of a problem for me, but it might be an issue for others. I would have just have the ability to just know what I'm looking for in a level and then just do it. But I'm guessing that what made the game a shorter experience, even though the game's already pretty short as is. And the game's post-game content, while okay, I wish they had been all new levels instead of slightly harder versions of remixes of some of the previous levels in each of the worlds. That when it comes to post-game content, Kirby's games are often guilty of this, and this one's not an exception. So it's kind of a turnoff. But other than that, if you're into Kirby, you can't go wrong with Forgotten Land, because it is a delightful experience, and it's absolutely worth a $60 price tag. I will say that there was a video I saw earlier today, as whenever this gets put up, I'm dating myself here, but Laura Kate Buzz has got accessibility on her YouTube channel, and she was talking about how because it's a 3D plane, the game codes and stuff like if you're off and you miss an enemy, but it looks like you hit it anyways, the game will correct itself and just count that as a hit. But apparently this is a mechanic that existed in many, many games over the years, but because it's in 3D and it's new and it's easier to change the camera angles to see what you've done, it's more prevalent now than ever. But so that's at least a nice thing to know, that like you're not going to get ever ripped off. And some people are upset about that, but these are the same people that tell you to get good and are very, very dumb, in my opinion. But, as for a score for this game, I'm going to give it a 9.5, not quite perfect. The post-game content needs to be a little stronger, in my opinion, to elevate that to a 10. But it's a perfectly fine game, and I encourage you to get it now if you're not playing Triangle Strategy or any of the other games that are looked enticing that came out this month, or even this month in April. But until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.